Thinking about starting a podcast, are you wondering why is everybody starting one? What's the importance of it? Well, this is what I'm going to share today. And I'm going to be sharing with you how the last 4 years have changed my life. So make sure you stay tuned. Welcome, 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 everybody. I just have to laugh at myself. It is the 4 year anniversary today. I can't believe that this show is 4 years old. And yes, actually, the show started a few days later, but I am really so glad to be here. My name is Shree. I'm a video marketing producer, not productor. I did misspell my opening. Thank you. Thank you. You would think after 4 years I would get it, but hey, we all make mistakes. And today I'm going to be sharing with you how and why. Many times people ask, well, why do you have a podcast? Why do you have a live streaming show? I just want to say hi to John. John is my creative director. We met on a live show. I was interviewing a guest that he knew. This was back in 2020, and he's been part of the journey. And Dan, it's always wonderful to meet you. And I will say that 4 years ago, if I didn't step up, get on camera, I wouldn't have met you. And you know what? I want to know who this is that's saying congratulations to me in the comments. So while I do that, I'm going to share with you. It's going to be like 9 lessons I've learned. No, I do know it's 9 lessons. So, and it's also why you should start a podcast. So let's get into it. The first one is that people want to know who you are, right? And we are always looking to find ways, how can we connect with our community? What's the fastest way that we can get in front of these people? And the fastest way to do it is through a live streaming show or podcast. So by doing that, you are able to connect. You are able to talk to them, especially through a live streaming show. Your podcast, although it is a one-way conversation, once they get to start watching you, once they start listening to you on a weekly basis, then they're going to be tuning in and trying to find you on different social media platforms, your website, or if you are a medical, dental, or law practice, this is even more important because now they're choosing you over your competitors because they've been listening to you. Or if they can't hire you because you're in a state that they can't come to, they will definitely have that knowledge and bring it to whoever they hire. The second one is visibility is valuable. And for some of you, you're like, yeah, of course, I want to be visible. But how does that happen with the podcast or live streaming show? Well, think about this. Because you are showing up, whether you're a podcast that people will look forward to listen to, or your live streaming show that shows up every week, people always want to know, you know, what is it that you're going to share? What expertise do you have? And this allows for brand deals. People are always looking for, how can I partner with the right person? Because maybe I'm starting out with a product, or maybe I'm starting out with my practice, and this particular person has the market that I want to get in front of. Well, guess what? They're going to come to you and say, hey, how much does it charge to be an advertiser? Or, hey, how can we collaborate? Then there's also, everybody loves leads. You get leads. I have gotten leads from my show. Over the last 4 years, people have come into my DMs asking, I want to work with you. What can you, can you help me with this? Can you do this? And I remember 4 years ago when I started this, I was a virtual assistant. And I remember the first time I was talking about my services and somebody got into my DMs and they wanted to pay me. Now, that's a whole different story, but I will never forget that because I didn't think it was possible until it happened. Number 3. So we've already gone through 2 of them. One of them is connecting with your ideal client or patient, visibility. The next one is it's content. Look, I've gone live so much. I have so much content. I would never have to go live again. I would never have to do content. But for those of you who are still new, still trying to get in front of people, your ideal client, your patients, this is how you do that. Yes. Paging Gabe. Because all of this content really does work, because we don't always catch the whole show. Maybe we don't want to listen to the whole 30 minutes, but we happen to hear a snippet on, let's say, LinkedIn, Facebook, YouTube Shorts, TikTok. Next thing you know, people are going to want to listen to what you have to share in that entire episode. So I will share this one extra tip. When you make clips, don't just put a random clip that maybe you use. There's so many great tools out there. There's Opus Clips. There's so many AI tools. Go back and actually listen to the clip and think about this. Does this speak to the person that I'm trying to get in front of? If it doesn't, then you shouldn't be using that clip. You could use it for maybe your website. And this is where I'm going to get to. You're probably like, wait, what do you mean? Social media is a way that you can post a clip, and you're wondering, why does one clip go viral versus another? It's because of that opening hook. So if your clip is talking about, let's say you want to get more views on your profile, this is what you need to do. And then in your clip, your opening is that, and then you talk about how to do that. Guess what? That clip, more people are going to pay attention to that clip. More people are going to save that clip. So clips are great, but I will also add, make sure you put the content that will help you get people to want to save that particular clip or want to tune into your episode. If you still have questions, definitely reach out. I do offer full service. We do done for you. I also do coaching. So if there's anything that I'm sharing and you still want to learn more about it, you can definitely reach out to me. The next one that I want to talk about is, we all want to hire amazing talent, but it's so hard sometimes when you have a pool of talent out there that doesn't even know who you are, doesn't even know what you're about, and doesn't even understand what you do. Although, you know, many times they would do their research. But imagine you have a podcast or a live streaming show. You will be surprised how talent will come to you and tell you, I have been listening to you for the last year, and now I'm looking for a job, or I saw that you're hiring, or this is even another exciting. You're getting hired to be a speaker at an event. You're being hired to, in my case, we are being hired to do the social media because they've been watching, they've been listening for such a long time. And hey, who doesn't love to hear those words when someone says, you know, I already know who you are. I already know what you're about. How much is this going to cost me? Where do I sign? Please drop a heart if that is you, because I know those are words I love hearing when I get on a call with a potential client. Number five is, and I always think about this because this is actually a lesson that I learned along this journey. And that is, we worry so much about what we look like or what we sound like. Or, you know, maybe we don't have the right setup. And right now, life is lifing for me. Things are not where I would like them to be. I had a lovely adventure with my bathroom. But we never think about what are the things that could happen if we showed up. The opportunities that could come. I talked about that in point two, how the visibility factor. If I never showed up and started going live 4 years ago, I would not have gotten to be a published author. Like, I actually am a best-selling author. Was in this book right here that I never show and never talk about just because, and it's called The Pivot Anthology. I had a really good lesson from that, which is for another show, but I would not have been able to connect with so many amazing entrepreneurs, hearing their stories, listening to different people coming into my DM, sharing how the guests that I had, I still get goosebumps when I hear about this one. Like when I think about this one, the guest shared the message with me and said, you know, this person was about to commit suicide, and just hearing their story helped them see that things are possible. My guest actually was sleeping in their car, and for a time they were living on the beach and sleeping in their car, but that was their fire to keep going and to keep their drive. And that's what that person needed to hear. And I think about that. If I never went live, if I stood in my fear or let the thoughts of what value I don't bring stop me, I wouldn't get to hear that story. Or I wouldn't read the DMs of people telling me, I've been watching your show for a year and you're the reason why I'm able to start this business. Because all of these guests that you're bringing on, it's like a mastermind for me, because I can learn from their mistakes. I can see what others are facing and know that I'm not alone. And we have John, who's sharing building clarity about your own business through articulation, where going live is one of the hidden advantages of hosting a podcast. And that's actually one of my points that John is sharing. But not only are you getting clear, because, you know, that is the next point that I wanted to share, is when I started going live on Instagram, I had no idea what I was doing. I was actually a virtual assistant, and I didn't really like the business, but I didn't know what else I could do. And I loved helping people get on camera, share their story. I didn't realize that this could be an actual business at the time. It was when I hit my 100th live when I started working with one of my coaches, that it was brought to my attention. Well, out of those 100 people, how many did you help to go get confident on camera, to go live with you, who never did a video, who never went live? I know that's kind of crazy, but this is 2020 times. And in 2020, we weren't doing video. We weren't going live as much. And I was like, out of that 100, it was 40. And so when I started my second business in June, I got my first client here on LinkedIn within 2 months. I thought that was super crazy. Like I had a coaching client. And then when I got laid off in 2021, 9 days before Christmas, this is all I had. And I can't believe that I built this. So our next point is, you're able to bring on guests if that's the type of show you want to bring on. And the guests that you bring can be potential clients. Now, if you're bringing on a guest, let's say you're a doctor and you're bringing on another doctor, it's getting in front of just being an expert in that industry. Or if it's a lawyer, having other lawyers. Now, maybe you're wondering, well, why would I bring a guest? I want to be by myself. You don't have to bring a guest. You can be by yourself. But if you want to get in front of more audience members, if you want your show to be seen and heard by more, the best way to do that is to collaborate, is to be a guest on other people's shows, and they do the same with yours. Because we all have an audience, they have an audience, and we're just trying to get in front of everybody. And that's one way to do it. If you have any questions, definitely drop them in the comments. I know sometimes LinkedIn or the other platforms, the comments don't always come in through StreamYard, but I will get to them if you share. So I will say that there are podcasts out there that only bring on guests that are potential clients. And that's what you do, but that's just not what I do. I've learned that you don't have to have a big name. You don't have to, you know, have a million followers. What matters is that you have your story. You are ready to share it. And I do share that if you want to be a guest on my show, that you have at least had a business for 6 months, because I want to be able to help you. Every time that I bring on a guest, it's because I want to help them. Maybe they have a new product, or maybe they have a new coaching service, or maybe they are starting a business and they've been in business for 6 months and they're just trying to get more visibility. I'm the first person that will reach out and say, hey, anytime you want to be a guest on my show, or anytime that you want to, you know, let's say you have something, a new program and you want to promote, let me know. I want to be that person, because I've learned throughout the years, you have certain shows that are just catered for big names. You have certain shows that are just for this topic. But for me, I'm all about, I want to shine a spotlight. I wanted to build this community. I wanted this to be for any entrepreneur who's listening on the podcast or the live streaming show, that they are able to listen, take notes, and, you know, after a while they can say, hey, this really, really helped me, or be confident enough to reach out to this person that I brought on and say, hey, I heard you on Sheree's podcast. I have this question. And the next one is, which is point number 8, you know what, let me go back and share with you what I've shared. The first one is connecting with your ideal client. That's why having a podcast or live streaming show is so beneficial. Number 2 is visibility is valuable. We all want to be visible, but we want to be visible to the person who needs our services and is looking for us. It's content. Point number 3, it's content. We all need content. Sometimes we get tired. We don't want to create content, or you have a flood, or things that just life is lifing. You have content. The next one is having people know who you are before they get on a call. Like, how many times have you gotten on a call and you're like, okay, maybe this wasn't a great fit, versus getting on a call with someone who knows who you are, what you're about, and they're just ready to sign. They just need you to send them the paperwork. The next one is, we worry about what we think about how others will think about us, but we never worry about the opportunities that will come. The next one is, John was sharing, building clarity in your business, being able to understand what is it that you do and how you can help others. The next one is bringing on guests that could be potential clients, or bringing on guests that you can get in front of because they have your audience, or you just need to get your name out to others. Because starting out, nobody's going to know about your podcast or live streaming show. There's so many options out there. So the only way to get your name out there is to be a guest on other people's shows. And the last one that I wanted to share is, so after years of doing this, of going live, of interviewing so many entrepreneurs, it's helped me to see my value. It's helped me see that I can do this. I can help others. When I lost my job, it was hard. I was like, wait, why did they let me go? But then I realized I have a supportive community. I have amazing people around me that I could say, you know, I can do this. Because sometimes you get lonely and you feel like you're the only one. But I'm so thankful in these past 4 years that I've been able to make friendships and build something that could impact so many people. And I didn't mean to get teary-eyed, but this has been so much fun, and I'm so excited for what's in store for the next however many years. Thank you, John, because I know there's so much more, like how much I've grown since day one and where I am today. It looks so different. And for anybody who's catching this replay or watching the live or listening to the podcast, just know that it doesn't have to be perfect. You might cry. You might mess up. You might make mistakes. But you got to keep the show going. And you cannot give up. because there will be days that the internet will go out. The neighbor's dog will be so loud. You will have people outside banging on your doors. I don't know why. Or the best is people just, everybody wants to call you when you're live. Like, I don't understand. But you will enjoy this process. And I cannot thank all of you for the last 4 years of being part of this journey. And I'm looking to see if there are any questions. Thank you, Dr. Jacinta. I mean, I want to give a shout out to her. She has really been promoting her episode out. And she may not know, but I like to surprise my guests. I don't know why, but I do. The latest episode that dropped today is actually the episode that I did with her. So it is on all the major podcasts, platforms, Apple, Spotify, everywhere. So you can listen to her journey, how she helps leaders, especially female leaders, stand out. But I just want to say thank you to everybody who joined in on this celebration and being a part of this journey. I feel like I should be going live a lot more by myself, which I will do. And if there is any, if you are in an industry and you are trying to think of ideas for a video or even a podcast or live streaming show, I want you to comment what your industry is so that I can, you know, help you out, because I don't want you to be stuck and I don't want you to feel alone. And I want you to know that we're, you know, I'm here along with this amazing community. And we have here who's saying hi. I think it's Florence or it's Denise, because usually it's one of them. And I have Dr. Jacinta who's saying, thank you, Sri. I enjoyed our conversation. And thank you for making a world a better place. That means a lot to me. Thank you. So until my next episode, which is going to be in May, and I know Dan is one of my guests, I just want to say thank you again. And I definitely am going to be going to Instagram. So if you want to come and join me, come and join me. But for now, thank you so, so, so much for tuning in almost every Thursday or first Saturday, supporting me in some way, whether it was writing a review, which, by the way, please feel free to write a review about the podcast on Spotify or Apple, or sharing it with a friend, or telling people about my show. It means a lot to me because, again, it's not easy showing up for 4 years, 250 episodes, but it is possible. So until my next episode, everybody, bye. Thanks for tuning into this episode. If you found it very helpful, share it with a friend, share it in your social media. Until the next time.